Vstúpiť na australský pracovný trh môže byť náročné a pre tých, ktorí prichádzajú ako migranti či uprchlíci, to platí dvojnásobne. Štúdia agentúry AMES Austrália ukazuje, ako je pre migrantov ťažké vstúpiť na pracovný trh. Pokiaľ ale dostanú pri hľadaní práce podporu zavčasu, môžu uspieť. Autorka štúdie Monique O'Dwyer hovorí, že tí, ktorí prácu našli, pracovali často najskôr ako brigádnici.
For many new migrants, and especially in our study where it was mostly women, face a number of barriers after migrating to Australia. In particular, this could be a long career gap due to migration itself, needing to learn English and sometimes supporting the settlement of their families. It's really difficult to pick up your former career in these circumstances. And also to develop the networks that are important for many professional careers in Australia.
O'Dwyer zdôrazňuje, že mnohí migranti, ktorí si prácu našli, pracujú na pozíciách, ktoré neodpovedajú ich kvalifikácii a skúsenostiam. Margaret Davis vedie v rámci AMES program, ktorý pomáha migrantom porozumieť, čo vstup na australský pracovný trh vyžaduje.
Well, I think the real struggles are trying to fit in to the Australian job market. Many people come with a resume, but it may not be appropriate. And also they tend not to look at job ads or don't read them carefully. And also people tend to apply for a job and ignore some of the must-haves.
Hovorí, že mať dobrý životopis je pri hľadaní práce veľmi dôležité.
Learning to adapt each application for a specific position using keywords and phrases from the job advertisement, which really demonstrates their understanding and their fit. Keeping resumes short and relevant to address the local requirements is quite difficult. Quantifiable achievements are very important. Preparing a relevant cover letter and trying to get the person's name, if possible. Asking somebody to check their application for spelling, grammar and again relevance.
30-ročný Bob z Tasmánie, ktorý pracuje na stavbe, prišiel do Austrálie pred 4 rokmi. Hovorí, že je niekoľko dôvodov, prečo je ťažké nájsť prácu pre ľudí, ako je on.
The first reason would be the language. Even if you used to speak English when you were at home, the accent, the way of communicating, it would be a little bit different to the ways that you used to apply when you were at home. So all that put things a little bit hard. But apart from that, there's the issue of culture as well. So for that reason, it is a little bit harder to just go hunt a job.
Potom, čo bol veľakrát odmietnutý, sa rozhodol obrátiť na agentúru, ktorá vám prácu pomôže sprostredkovať. Italský učiteľ Alessandro Micicash mal podobné skúsenosti, keď pred 5 rokmi hľadal svoje prvé zamestnanie v Austrálii.
I need to say that it was very challenging at first. It's quite different to my country. And I guess that here it depends on your profession as well. That's what I noticed. The very first challenge for me was to create a resume which would be good enough to get a job. I had to write resumes in a different way, and as my profession was the profession of a teacher, I had to address every single criteria in a different way and write something which would be interesting to the people that were considering my application.
Margaret Davis hovorí, že ak raz uchádzač o prácu uspeje so životopisom a je úspešný pri telefónnom rozhovore, je dôležité sa pripraviť na osobný pohovor.
Do their research so that they don't go wondering what they're going to be asked, talking to recruiters about the positions that they're going to apply for, and practice responses to possible questions. Also try not to write down sentences and remember them, but just to have some points so that they are talking more naturally.
Hlavný projekt vlády nazvaný Job Active spojuje zamestnávateľov s potenciálnymi žiadateľmi o prácu. Hlavný manažer Adrian Jenkins program vysvetľuje takto.
Job seekers come to us generally through the Centrelink system, so most of the job seekers will be on some form of income support. And the level of service depends on the circumstances of the individual. Generally speaking, when a job seeker comes to us, they will sit down with one of our consultants to do a job plan. And we will look at a whole range of possibilities to assist them. In some cases, that may be as simple as assisting them with their resume. Also educating people about how the labour market works at the moment.
Uchádzačom o prácu môže byť nápomocný napríklad tréning, ktorý obsahuje prípravu na pohovor alebo možnosť, ako správne napísať životopis. Ponuky práce sú potom rovno ponúkané záujemcom o prácu. Táto podpora je spojená s očakávaním služieb a spoločnými záväzkami. Jenkins popisuje súčasnú situáciu na pracovnom trhu takto.
It is difficult at the moment with, you know, the labour market. There is an increasing number of sort of part-time and casual jobs. The workforce is still becoming casualized, if that's a word, and the number of full-time jobs are decreasing. So some industries are diminishing, I'm sure you know, well, manufacturing sector. There are, however, opportunities. There are some growth industries. Food processing, for example, is one area there is some growth in employment. Obviously, the healthcare and community services sector is another growth industry. Aged care facilities, gardeners, maintenance people. So there is opportunities out there.
Hovorí, že väčšina ľudí, ktorá sa o prácu uchádza, podceňuje dôležitosť siete známych vo svojom okolí pri hľadaní práce.
One thing that we try and coach people in is that almost a third of all jobs are not necessarily advertised. It's word of mouth. So it's really important for people to understand that their own networking is really important. Often it is a friend of a friend of a friend who recommends someone to a job that's not advertised. The longer you are unemployed, one thing that happens is your network starts to diminish. So it becomes like a almost a catch 22.
Zatiaľ, čo vstup na zamestnanecký trh je pre nováčikov náročný, Bob sa nevzdáva svojho australského sna. Sľubuje, že venuje viac času na zvýšenie si kvalifikácie, aby nakoniec dosiahol na prácu, o ktorej si myslí, že si zaslúži.